We're doing a Machzis HaShechet at the end of the year, so we ran out of time. I brought it back with me, but I guess I'll show it to you on the screen as well. Shin Mem Gimel. We learned this is our last sugya for what I call the regular season, the sugya of Chinuch. Very appropriate that we talk about it, especially since this being the last set of Shirim. It goes back to Sukkot Bezem and Beis, those who remember. So it's, like they say, you should combine the beginning and the end of the Masechta. Well, not the end of the Masechta. Baruch Hashem, we spent a lot of time this man on the third parak, the first man on parak 1 and 2. And as I said to you in the June's man, I went to parak 4. It's already printed on this chart I saw in front of the Beis Medrash, parak Dalet. Of course, I owe you a few things from the. I haven't forgotten. I owe you Dav Tes. And I owe you a little bit about the Esrik Shel Mitzvah, the Hook Tzel Mitzvah, so the third parak. That's all going to come up, Mr. Shem. We'll get to the main string of that, which is on Mem Vav. So hopefully we'll get there in the June's month. But what am I doing here? I'm trying to find a Machzis HaShekel. Find him over Avraham first. Shin Mem Gimel. Okay, so we had a couple of important points in Magen Avraham, just to briefly was Chazidus and Sivkot Nalef. Ove Mitzuva, Imo Eina Mitzuva, Nozachov Tes, Chumas Nesh and Tzadi Dalet, Hilni, Echmir Al Atzma. It's against the Gemara. Gemara says it's a real Chiyuv. Nozir Eina Chiyuv Chanech Bito. Ayam Kippurim is a Chiyuv Chanech Bas. Efshet Kol Mitzvah Stomei Liyom HaKippurim, V'tzorach L'chanchom. And then the Yalkut Emor, I told you, Parashat Shavua. I hope to get to the end of the Shia today, to get back to Parashat Shavua. I'm trying to see how fast we can go. So, Rabosai. So the question is, he distinguishes in the Maskana, it seems, between the Bas, which is the Mefurash Gemara, and the Yumapay Beis, is a Chiyuv Chinuch, and the Aim, where there's no Chiyuv Chinuch. And as we shall see, this is a bit counterintuitive. The Pashas, they should have the same halacha. But before we get to that, let's look at Machzis HaShekel, where he discusses this question. But let's first see, there's so much to be seen over here. I'm trying to think of the proper order. Well, let's see Machzis HaShekel. Since we were here already yesterday, I want to explain a particular part. Can't read the whole thing again. Quotes Chumas Sadeshen. Arach Mishar. Oh, here we go. This is the key I want to explain to you. Hilni Amalka, right? Alma Yileka Av Shaykh Nami Chinuch. Shema Hayat, this is Tos Yishanim. Either Ehoyal Hamav, or maybe Mitzvah B'Yalma. So Chumas Sedeshin shows, Ein Ha'em Chayeves L'chanech. Watch this now. V'im Torach L'koton B'Sheino B'Sukko, Ein L'askiko L'kach. Okay. It's a Torach, you don't have to bother. What kind of business is it? You get away with Torach. Whoever heard of it, it's an excuse. Rabbah said, you daven this morning. Wasn't it Torach? It's supposed to be Torah to do a mitzvah. What's going on? What's this idea? What's this Torah come from? How do you explain the distinction between a Torah and not a Torah? What's the pshat? So, I want to suggest as follows. The chiv of I told you this, you saw it before, let's repeat it again. The chiv of the father to take care of the son is derived, in my opinion, from the chiv of Talmud Torah. That's a mitzvah to say, the Raisa. Mitzvah to say the Raisa for a father teaches son Torah. And that's how the Rambam begins, if you recall. You saw Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Aloch Aleph. Rabosai! Got to teach him Torah. It's a big Torah to learn Torah. You got to, in the olden days, they'd pick, wake up the kids up in the middle of the night and take them with lanterns to shul and to learn before. Not today anymore, but that's how it used to be. Sure, it's a Torah. No Ptur of Torah. So too, whenever there's a chiyuv on the father himself, who cares Torah or no Torah? Doesn't make a difference. But when it comes to the mother and it comes to the daughter, I told you, there's no such paradigm, there's no such precedent in the Torah Kedosha for an obligation of the father to the son does not apply neither to the daughter nor to the mother. There's no chiyuv Talmud Torah by either of them, as the Gemara says, Beferish and Kiddushin. Therefore, yes, there's a, we'll call it a lower level chinuch on the child himself or herself, but that's all. It was not shabik tircha. You know, al pi darko, the poor kid is tired, is hungry, you know, you have to give him a break, or her a break. So that break we give them, without imposing too much tircha upon them, right, so Chumash Sadeshin is explained by the Machta Shekel, and I'm explaining to you why. Because there's no precedent in the Torah for this. The precedent is Talmud Torah, Chiyuv Daraisa. That's a hard obligation. So there, whenever there's a chiyuv on the father to teach his, to take care of his son's mitzvahs, which is a chiyuv derabbanan in our sugya, they patterned it after Talmud Torah, so it involves a tircha. But when there's no precedent, such as the father and the daughter, or the mother and the son or daughter, then we say yes, do it. There's a tircha. There's a lot of tircha. We're not required to do so. Kay nearly. It's only called tzatzmitz when there's no tircha. Rabosai. Oh. Now, this is so as my yisod. I thought it was that way. But I found a little precedent for it in the sefer called the Chidusha Rabbi Reuven, Rabbi Reuven Gazovsky, on the Sefer Sukkah. He has the first two Sivanim on Sukkah on this very point. And he has something very interesting. Two interesting points. Here in Simon Bayes, Aleph and Bayes. In Simon Bayes, he says, you know, the two different obligations, obligation of the son and obligation of the father. And it's only because of the obligation of the father that there is a requirement to expend money. You expend money because it's a chiyuv on you, like an aus sugya, to buy him this and buy him that, buy him the other thing. The mother, he says, she's like Beis Din. It's only an obligation, mitzad habein. That was our major yisod that we said to explain the, if you recall, the sugya mesechta sukkah da beis and beis mitzvah bialma. What it means is, from the perspective of the parents, is a mitzvah bialma, but from the perspective of the child, we view it as an obligation on the child and the parent, the mother in this case, is supposed to see to it that her sons discharge their obligation of sitting in the sukkah. The tzvei dinim on the father and on the son. On the father is only father to son, not mother, not daughter, etc. But on the child, a more minor obligation, right? That, as we said, that kind of obligation, that we call it the quote-unquote more minor obligation, was it's only what we call, not if there's too much tircha, v'chule, v'chule, that's on the child, not on the parent. Because even though Tosfos says Rashi's wrong, and Rashi says we'll see soon, it's only chiyuv on the child. Yeah, when Tosfos says on the afar, they don't deny the child. Both are true. Tzvei din. We explained this already before at greater length. But he adds over here the idea of expending money. It's only the father's obligation must he expend money. And then he says in Simon, this is in Simon Beis. In Simon Aleph, he says the invasion is very nice. Rabosai, at a bar mitzvah, the father says, Baruch Shem Torah Demeon Shul Shozeh. Right? Everyone knows that. So the Magen Avraham explains, I told him I had a chiyuv chinuch, now it's no longer a chiyuv chinuch. Frek the primogodim, well, what about a mother, and what about a daughter? There's some kind of chiyuv chinuch. So because of that kasha, I have a whole mahalach, a different mahalach, that the reason why they make Baruch Shem Torah is specifically because of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. As the Rambam writes, and that's why I asked to see, Talmud Torah, pek av, aloch aleph, noshim avonim tanam turim et Talmud Torah, avokot and obav chayolam the Torah, Why did he start off on the left foot? With, he started off with the Ptur, and he said, I don't start with the Ptur. The answer is, if there'd be no Ptur, there'd be no Chiyuv. Because if the child is Chayiv himself, the father wouldn't be obligated. It's his own problem. So first we establish a Ptur, and then we say, with Noshim and Avodim, it remains Ptur on all sides. With the cotton, the father is the Chayiv to teach the cotton, with the Matamos of Espenechem, only till Bar Mitzvah. After that, there's a broader Chiyuv of Chinuch in general, but the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah no longer applies. It's a Chiyuv to pay money, but to only Torah Shabbat Ksav, Sukkot and Masechta Kiddush. So I thought that Baruch Shem Tarani has to do with the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah only. That's why it doesn't apply to a father and a daughter, or a mother and a son or daughter. That's why I said a long time ago. According to Reb Reuven, we can adjust it somewhat. Say, no, go back to the classic Magen Avraham, Chinuch. I pre-regarded me as Chinuch by his daughter, you see, before Shem Gemara, Masechta Yuma, Mishnah, and maybe it's Chiyuv by the mother, according to many, except for the Zeros, V'chulim, V'chulim. Yes! Those are obligations on the father or mother to see to it that the child himself or herself discharges their obligation. But it's not a direct obligation on the father or mother in those cases. So Baruch Shem Tirani B'Anshul Shozem, the onus is only if I didn't do my own job. I didn't do my own job, that only applies to a father and a son. With respect to a daughter or the mother with a son or daughter, yes, they're supposed to see to it that the child does what the child is supposed to do. That's considered to be a din derabbanan, not just a mitzvah b'alma, as we saw in the sugya that based on the amid based on masechta sukkah. But that's not an obligation directly on me, so therefore there's no obligation. You wouldn't say Baruch Shem Tarani Rosh Hashanah. Onus is only if there's a direct obligation on the parents. That's exactly what he's saying. It's a little bit different than I said originally, but it's the same paradigm. Because I said Talmud Torah is what leads to this obligation of chinuch. Fine. Then he says, this obligation of the father is an obligation even if the child has no obligation. Gotta be mechanech and mitzvahs. For example, tzitzis, we mentioned yesterday, no chiyuv to wear tzitzis. Don't have an arba kafis.
Yeah.
Nazirus, no obligation to become a nazir. But the father has this unique din of manas benon benazir, because he wants to, you know, be mechanech him properly based on his mandate to be mechanech and to perform tzitzis, even though there's no obligation as such. Fine. So now that we have this Magen Avraham that we saw over here, we'll come back to it in a minute, but there's another Magen Avraham. Yes. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Sukkah, this everybody has. Open your Magen Avraham to Hilchos Sukkah. This everybody has. Simen Tov Resh Mem Siv Katan Gimel. Tov Resh Mem Siv Katan Gimel. See what it says? Says the Magen Avraham, Tov Resh Mem Siv Katan Gimel. Katan Shein Tzorach Limo Shu Ben Sheish Chamesh Ben Sheish Chayev V'Sukkah V'Divrei Sof From the Chancha B'Mitzvahs. Says the Magen Avraham, V'Imo Eino Chayev Es L'Chancho K'mo Shko Safti Simen Shin Mem Gimel Siv Katan Aleph. That's what he says. What he says. Ach Yesh Omim Shabez L'Mechuyo L'Chancho L'Chein Af Al Pi She'en Ova Kan En L'Hokal K'Shiyochal Chutz V'Sukkah Truma Sadesh and Simon Sadi Dalit. Look in Tough Rish Tezayin and Tuchus Fast Enim Kim. Goma go mashma, the Acher, lo yochal achila biyodayim. Which goes Sati be Simon Rish Sadi Tez and Kona. We'll have to get to that at the end of the Shia if we have time. But Kitz and Nimritz, that's what the Magen Avraham says. Wait a second. He's making a distinction. The mother is part of Bezin's Chayev? This is not right. This is not correct. According to Allah, this is also not correct. But it's not, don't look at me as if I made up this kasha. I'll show you who has the kasha way before me. The base mayor has this kasha. So if I'm not going to have wrong, the email is not going to have a second call. Shin Mem Gimel. Akir Shabbat Bezen. Ein shum bezeh mit tsaydal shekh me afil ve les leyav me khoy ve em o abez ne khankha. O rakh mish an az khaftes. O ke nir aber an avram ot le khalik ben im o le bezen. Af das shum bezeh. Ve ze ein o le may be rakh mish. Gam shum bezeh mash bet em va bezen shavim ve mit tsas khinakh. That's what we had suggested. There's a special unique khiv on the father. And then other people have to see to it that the child does what he or she is supposed to do. Who's in that category? Some have to have some kind of status. Who are you? So I go over to somebody else's kid. So, who has status? The mother, because she gave birth to him. And the bezin, because the bezin is bezin. So I think the bezin mare is correct. That is a third opinion. The Magen Avraham says the mother's part of bezin's chayv. The Beis Meir says no, the mother and the bezin are the same. They have what we call the secondary obligation to see to it that the child performs his or her obligation. Fine, but there's a third variable over here. A third way to look at this, which is not that there. I'll show you in a minute. Eliyahu Rabba here in Hilchos Sukkah has a slightly different take. In other words, the Magen Avraham said, mother, no, bezin, yes. Beis Meir says, mother and bezin are the same. That's how I read the Chumash Hadesh. That they have to see to it that the child performs his own obligation. Eliyahu Rabba says it's consecutive. First, start off with the mother. She's primary, she has a greater shaykhus. Nebuchadnezzar, there's no father and no mother, then Bezin steps in. So there are three different ways to slice this. Again, I thought the Beis Meir was the most correct of the three, but you look yourself in the Chumash Hadesh, which we saw yesterday. Yeah. Fine. Good. In this discussion of having an obligation of chinuch on the child, including a daughter, is a remarkable Meshech Chochma. What's the pasuk say? Watch. Ki yedat of the mana sheyitzav as bonav v'yas beis al acharav. Usually the word banav includes all the children. What's this beso? Okay, watch. Here we go. Shitzav es bano, loyamuchach umachuyav. Yidias Hashem is baruch eno machriach abechira kamosh chazor Rambam yedativ. Now here it is, the next one. It's three different. Wow. Hine chinuch mitzvah lebonim, but it's a seilo niskar. Rak I say the matmas benechem by Torah, but Talmud Torah. Nozuchav tes of v'chayav lechanuch bo mitzvus. And ishach has mitzvus. Pirish hang mitzvus a seil shel Talmud Torah. Ishach p'turah. Oh. Pattern after that. Shin Mem Gibel, Mogan Avram, Mitzasei, Mitzah Posuk, Avram Avinu, Shetziva is Bonavak, Bikotna Mal Mitzis, Tikro, Hanochana Pidako, the Rambam, yeah, Dime Kabbalah, here's with Dime Torah, Alika Me Avram, Chan Mashmid Afla Bonos Mitzvala Av, Bonaves Beso, look at Mogan Avram, Rakhman Noze and Mitzvah Albito, Mashmid Gemarashon, an obligation to your daughters too. That's what he says. He says, according to me, it's for Shamu Derech Hashem. It's my job to see to it that my children themselves do something. That's a dinner, right? So probably not. This is probably based on some kind of a smachta based on this pasuk. Fine. So now, Rabbosai, this is the following discussion. Listen carefully. The Ramban and the Ran, if we saw them in Megillah, we saw this once before, hold the obligation is only on the father and not on the child at all. Like Rashi Shita Brachos Daf Mem Ches. Okay? Now, I have a problem. How do you figure out two Rambans? One place the Ramban says, we saw this Ramban was on the Maram Bakomus a while ago. I don't know if he's on the Maram Bakomus again. I don't think so. I probably rely on what we did last time. We had it before. It wasn't that long ago. It was a Ran in Mesechta Megillah. Remember that one? It was not that long ago. Because it came up again. Let's look in the Ran. I think it was Rav Amud Beis in Dapi Arif. Is that correct? Someone got a previous sheet for that mistake. Yeah. Machshav Katan. What do you mean? Lo Igi Lechinuch. Why is he saying Rabbi Yehuda says Machshav? It's not Chayim. Kon Igi Lechinuch. What did Rabbanan say? Right. So what did Tosfos say? Trade the Rabbanan. Rabban Tal Tiritz. The Rabbanan Sfir Lehu. She Ain't a Bedin. She Katan Af Api She Igi Lechinuch. Yotzi Agdol Midei Chavosam. She La Mitzvah Didei Lavua. That's Rashi Shita in Brachos Mem Ches. Rabbi Yehuda Atzma lo hit the Mekot Nala B'Megillah Meshakulam Ayo B'Oso Anes. Aye, Ben Varach Li'Aviv. Yeah. It's referring to a Ben who was over by Mitzvah. Ben Godol Ayo. Different Gersos in Brachos Av Chof. The Ran doesn't like it. Because he's not a Bar Chiyuva, but Mitzvahs, even the Rabbanon, who cares also about Nes? My hobby. Only you have to be a Bar Chiyuva, Bishan Mitzvahs Kenoshim. Right? What's going on? He doesn't like it. He likes Tosfos. This is the Ran. He quotes the Ramban, doesn't like it too much. But I asked you to see another Ran. This is on these Maram Makomas, which we also have seen once before. This is a Masechta Yuma, Gimel Amud Beis, Dap Erif. Like this. He says, the Afal got Pisha Gadlusa Shaltinokas, Kodalus man Gadlusa Shaltinok Shana, Afilohi, Loro, Chachomim, Lahachmel, Atinokas, Yosem, and Atinok, to the Iker, Chinok, Latinok, Latinoku. It says in Nazir, the main. Now, who said all this? This is not the Ran's own thing. I'm not sure if he quotes the Ramban as his source earlier, but it comes from the Ramban. Let's see if we can find it. Maybe it'll be quoted around my name. I'm not sure. But in any event, it's all coming from the Ramban. So I have a steer in Ramban. According to what I'm saying. Why? He says the Iker. This is the Ran of Megillah. The Ran of Megillah says from the Ramban there's only a Chiyuv on the father, there's no Chiyuv on the child at all. Right? The Ran in Yuma. This which is a quote of the Ramban as well. The Ramban says so, but Farish as well says is an ikar and a non ikar. The way we said pshat, the ikar and non ikar, if you recall, the ikar was the obligation on the father, and the non ikar is an obligation on the child. So according to me, I'm a steer in the Ramban. Is there a chiyuv on the child? There's no chiyuv on the child. In Megillah, he says no, and in Yuma, in effect, he says, my interpretation, he says yes. He says yes. There's a problem, a very serious problem. So I want to make the following suggestion. Listen very carefully as follows. This chiyuv tofel, the basis chiyuv, does not make her a bar chiyuva. No. She's not a bar chiyuva officially. Ta'ala not b'nei chiyuva. As the Rana Sakash can say, they're not b'nei chiyuva at all. But, Rabosai, lemaisa, they have to do it. They're not bar chiyuva in concept, but lemaisa, they have to do it. And this nakuda is found, I found this later on, in the Chiddushim Rabbi Reuven. These are his Lashonas. Again, the Masechta Sukkah, Simon Beis, discussing this question. A little brisk Lashonas. The Chefza of the Din of Chinuch is that the mitzvah on the Ben is Lishanech, V'itilu Achiyuv Alav. Interesting. I'll quote to you. HaChefzes is on page Kuf Tzadiches, the end of Simon Beis, column 1, more halfway down. The HaChefzes shal mitzvah hi ba ben. But the mitzvah shachamim maisa shal ben sorach l'schanech el shramban svirle shlo itilu eschiyav azeh al agavra shal ben el al agavra shal av. But the HaChefzes is on the ben. You gotta love brisk. It applies everywhere. Ubiquitous. Chefta gav applies even over here. Anyone with me so far? That's a direct quotation of Chiddush Rabbeinu Reuven. Kuf Tzadiches, column 1. That's my vort. That's my vort. This is the Ramban's sheet. The Ramban didn't like it. Because if he's not a Bar Chiyuva, who cares? He was so nice. But according to me, that's the answer. All the Ramban answered is Kasha, bombshell Kasha. The Rana Megillah is a bombshell Kasha against the Ramban. How can it be, Lo Nichali, if he's not a Bar Chiyuva of a mitzvah, even the Rabbana, who cares about someone else? The answer is, the Ramban said there's no Chiyuv Agavra as such, but the Chiyuv Chefza, again, as the Rabbi Reuven phrased it, is. Reuven was the son-in-law of Baruch Be'er, who was the Talmud Luvik of Reb Chaim. You understand where this language is coming from. All right? And he was a Rosh Yeshiva here in America, Torah V'das, for quite a few years. So, close to home. So he's, that's the pshat. That's the answer. That's how Ramban will answer the Ran's Kasha. But Paul, there is a Chiyuv. The Cheft is on the son. So normally, the fact that the Cheft is on the son is irrelevant, because he's not a Bar Chiyuva. That's a normal mitzvah. But Pirsume Nisa is its own category. Pirsume Nisa is its own category with five chumras. We spoke about this in the past few years. What are they? That women are chayav. You have to spend more than one-fifth of your money. You have to get sick over it. It's Mevatel Talmud Torah. The Rav requires a new bracha. Very nice. But also as a kula. What's the kula? Since it constitutes a separate category, with respect to this category, as long as the person was betoch also an ace, they can fulfill it for you, even though they themselves be'etzem and apenei chiyuva. It's a new category, a whole new category. Cain and Nirali to answer the bombshell kasha against the Ramban. Fine. Now, what's the Rambam sheet about all this? Rambam, we're important to know. What does he hold about all these things? The chiyuv on the father, the chiyuv on the son. What does he say? Wouldn't it be important to know? The holy Rambam, what does he say about all this? Right? What does he say? So yes, we see a Rambam in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah. See how he phrases it. Still hanging out to Pesach, right? Still. It's like Bomate, we're still hanging out to Pesach. Well, you know. It's a direct connection, right? 33 days, you know. Okay. Not going to discuss that right now. How does the Rambam phrase this? Hakolchayim mechilas matzah, filnoshim avodim, v'koton sheyochol lechol pas, mechanchin also b'mitzvahs u'machilin also kazayas matzah. What does it sound like, Rabbi Osai? Chiv on whom? On the father or on the son? On the father. You put into his mouth, machilin also. Machilin also. Okay? Okay. The problem, of course, becomes, Rabbi Osai, it's against another Rambam. May I see this one or two? Hilchas Brachas. Stephen Rambam. Hilchas Brachas. The Rambam writes seemingly the opposite. Hakochayam Birchas Azim, and I shall have Birchas Amazon. I feel the Kohanim shall go country Kadosh and Bazara. Vein Chain Kohanim. Whoa, sorry, Halacha Zayin. Kotna Yadea Lemim of Orchim, Mizan and Olav. Olav is also me? Is Halacha Olav? You're right. I made a mistake. Avalaktanim chayom bebirchas amazim divrei sofer chamis. Wait a minute. This sounds the chiv is on whom? It's on the katan himself. Chastir and the Rambam. Chastir and the Rambam. Chastir and the Rambam. Where did that go? Chastir and the Rambam. If I'm right, there's the answer. He'll say the Ramban. Chastir and Ramban too. The Chiv conceptually, the Chiv Bar Chiyuv is the father. But Papoil Mamish, the son has to do it. So the Chefza is on him. I think that the way we defended the Ramban against the Ran, maybe a way to defend the Rambam is it shouldn't be a stira, all based on the Lashon of Rabbi Reuven and his Chidushin. Let's learn and open up a Sefer Suk. We haven't opened up a Sefer Suk yet at all today. Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Chav Zayin Amud Beis. I want to show you Rashi. The Kodeshin is Gadol. Samcho Beisaretz B'moed. Also, I call it the Ribush also Sukkah B'chol Shemoed. Ma'ashenkin B'mechuyiv Kodem L'chein. Then Rabbi Lez Eliel. So if someone is a godly, he has to have his same sukkah for 7 days. This guy, when sukkahs came in, he was a cotton. So he makes a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Okay? And what if he made the sukkah before sukkahs? What happened then? Get an impression. What if he made it earlier? He made it before Sukkot. He wasn't by mitzvah yet. Perhaps it would work. Perhaps it would work. You know what talks about this? The Ksav Sofer. I brought this in too. I can show it on the screen also. Shut Ksav Sofer Arachayim Simen Sadi Tes. I'm sorry?
What's the deal?
Let's see. I'd like to see it inside. Long tshuva, I can't share the whole thing, but a little bit. You know what it's about? What we spoke about yesterday. If you can become bar mitzvah in Sviro, what's it in? Let's see, it's very long. Shafti Verisi. The Bekot Nadainesh, the Ein Kemish, the Barchinach, the Rabbonon, Kshayesh Lo Av, the Bechil Vachancho, Ocha Matze Bekat Nuso, O Shomat Kiyah Shofar, Im Yotze Bezeh, Vein Torah Lazar, Kemish Yoz, Barchiyu, the Rabbonon. Look at Mogad Ram Shamag. Uvekon Kshayesh Lo Av, Kobi Borli. He calls a Mordechai, Nuchas Katanas, and Nuchas Tfilin at the very end. The cotton she gave the chinuch posel lichdo the ain of ukshata midoraisa. A mucha mina mordechai. The masha mechuya mishum chinuch ain of ukshata mechsafta. So therefore, ocho matza konish in its gadal, lo yotza ayade zech kiyub doraisa. Blabach yume doraisa bekatuso. Oh, aber mitzvah de rabbonon, efshe she yotza, kema she gam bekatuso mechuya mikoa chinuch. Interesting. Oh, Efshar came in the Labach Yubahu, Elamishim Chinuch, Lahargil also Kishi Yigdal, Loyot the Mashos of Bekatnuso. Vod, Tachiv Zeno Allah, El Allah, who Labar Mitzvah at all. Interesting, Shiloh. It says in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Chavchet, we saw it yesterday, the day before. If it was a Shaita and he ate Matzah, it's not yours. You have to eat it again when you became a saint, right? So he wanted over here. He did something when you were a cotton, you became a gadol. Does it? Do you have to do it again? How do you do it again? How do you become a gadol just in the middle? He had enough shtei saras, he can do up shtei saras, whatever. It's all theoretical. Okay? That's the shot. So he wants to be machmir, because the machlokas, the Ram, Marami Rutenberg and the Rosh, and the Moid cotton. Cotton, sheigdol toch lamed, imuchuyam lisabel, sheigdol. So the Taz says, "Kemo shemechanchen also b'mitzvahs kriya," as a beforeish Gemara, "kach mechanchen also b'avelus." So he says, "Kosher l'fizeh plukas the Ram v'rosh." What do you mean? "Ha'noag avelus b'katnusa mikoachinuch ukvayotza to avelus derabbanon." So what do you see from the Taz? "Lo yotza b'mashen noag avelus b'koach mitzvahs chinuch." You have to do this avelus all over again. Kote the Maram when you become a gadol. The Shach argues with the Taz and says what? That there is no Avelus for a Kotan whatsoever. And he brings the Raya from the Rosh, the Lekha Chinuch. What does he mean? Kavanos or Mishum, the Kfar Yotza Bamashinog Avelus Bekaduso? I didn't see that. I'll show it to you. This line that the Ksav Sofer says, I didn't see it. So I want to show it to you. Okay? Let's take a look at this Taz. And you, if you see this in the Mechudas HaKesef, I'd like you to tell me, because I couldn't find. Take a look. Velos de Rabbon. Rishon was de Rabbon. We'll call the Sama of Ezra Mishon Zerai, so the Yom Rishon, but the honor of Rishon. Where are we? Shulchan Aruch. I'll show you the Taz that I can show you. It says in the Gemara, if a cotton is nebuch loses a parent or something, you rip because of agmas nefesh, because of harbas behesped. Okay, fine. Nearly, because of bedrisha mikan raiksas she cotton she yia lechinuch tsarach lino kol dini avelus. Why? Because the Ritzgeya says. But it's no Agmas Nefesh. It's a chiddush nifla. So the nekudas, right? Now Rabbi said, frekti, Magen Avraham, the Ksav Sofer rather. If that's the case, so what's the deal about machlokas the Rosh and the Maram? If you became a over when you were cotton, do you have to do avelus later on when you become a gold? You already did it earlier. You see from the Taz, even avelus the Rabbanon, you're not yotze. That I understand, 100% true. What did the Kudas HaKesef say? What? No, the Kudas HaKesef? We are in trouble. Let's see. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we have it here. No! Dafka Bekriya Minanochi. The cost of Rosh Tov El Megalchin, Machlokas Rabbi Marami Wittenberg, Usvarasa, Nasa Ben Shloshim Sveshana, Betok Shiva Simei Avelis, Im Tzorach Linok Shiva Simei Avelis. Alma, the Beodo Koton, Pshita, Den Tzorach Linok Avelis. So I guess the Ksav Sofer saying, why the Pshita? Maybe he has to avail, so it doesn't count. Ah, not bad. I didn't see it right away, but if you twist a little bit, you hear what I'm saying? I'm a pshita, ain't a who said? Maybe he has to avail when he's a cotton, but it doesn't count when he's a gadol. So apparently would have counted. Okay, I you look twice, you see what you don't see the first time. But I didn't see where he's coming from. But okay, I think that maybe, perhaps he may be right. Okay, now, Rabosai, there is a talking about the Rabbanans versus the Rises. Hold on a second, this is a long tshuva here. Let's go back to Ksav Sof. Olav Adaiti, well, that was the first one, which we just saw. Kudas HaKesef and the Shah and the Taz. Back and forth. Here's another one. This is Olav Adaiti. Then Olav Machshav. Everything's Olav. The Fonai. Tach Milsa Shin is Tapakno Yotze B'mitzvah Chinuch Taiva Plukta the Rashi V'Toyse Brochus Memches. Rashi says Kod Labach Yuvah Midrabbanu Dein Olav Chiyuv Rak Ala Av Shem Sha'av Chayav L'Chancho Lodvike Kod Labach Yuvah Toyse Scholik. And says, otherwise, doesn't matter, he wouldn't be able to motzi him. So that's what he's saying. That if you hold like Tosfos, maybe you were Yotze. Hold like Rashi, you're not Yotze. So suggests the Ksav Sofer. Okay. That is very, very long. Watch, v'nachzer. If I get the right paragraph, v'nachzer. V'nachzer, Moshe Tzadim Hashem. Konshi Gid Lachinu, Chos HaMitzvah, Niftar, I is actually Gid Lachinu, Mitzvah Reisa, Kvay Vesey, Alemi, Shama Mordechai, Digia Lachinu, Eino V'kshartem, Kevon She'eino Rak Medrabonon. Says the Helig Ksav Sofer, V'u Adinami, Lo Niftar Mi Mitzvah Zu Do Reisa, Adem Hashem Mechuyu, V'osu Mishem Chinuch. Why? The Mordechai holds like Rashi and Brochus, Dimishim Chinuch, Lav Baruch Yuv and Mikri Mitzvah Shalav. Al Shidus HaToysis, the Mechuyim Adav HaKavina Bey, Efshin the Mahani Gal Mikhuz Oraisa. That's a Chiddush Nifla. That's what the Ksav Sofer is suggesting. A very, very, very big Chiddush. Why should this be so? Why should it be so? I don't see why it should be so. But that's what the Ksav Sofer, at least at this point in time, is suggesting. Hold on. He says he quotes Mordechai before. He's talking about Svira. He signs his name. Fine. Where did he quote the Mordechai before? So I'm trying to find that. That's so hard. I'll give you a chance to look on the screens. Alright? That's important. I already quoted Mordechai before in the Hilchos Ketanis. I looked it up, the Mordechai. It's really there. Hilchos Ketanis. I don't see where he gets that it should work for a Daraisa. I don't see how it could possibly work. Where did he quote it before, though? Too long. I will say, you'll have to excuse me, I can't find it right now. Oh, Mordechai Yechus Ketanis Cotton she Higia Lechinuch Pasal Lichtov Eni Mishad Midarais Muchman Mordechai Tamasha Mechuyah Mishab Chinuch Eni Bekshad Tavuk Saftan. So too Ocho Masa Kona Shin Isgad Ala Yotza Mr. Rabbana, maybe. Oh, that's what he's quoting before. What's not clear, which I still not clear, is Chof Zayim Rebeis. Put that aside for the moment. That's too complicated right now. But Rabbo said, there's another Mogen Rebeis. Halacha is halacha l'maisa all the time. All the time. Rabbo said, can you make early Shabbos? Who's making another Shabbos tomorrow? Anybody? Not so simple. It's another Mordechai. Today's Mordechai day. Watch this. Kiddush Gufo, the spalom shel Shabbos v'Rav Shabbos for Yom Hakadosh al Hakos. Hasa muchal tahein the shor of Yekodem alaylo shadayin lo kiddush hayom. The ain lo madishani hasa the seven Shabbos no rice as it says in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, holesa kopir shemen etam lo nafka me'akra el dafka liachareo. Achareah. So the question becomes Tosefa Shalafoneo. So it's only the Rabbanon. So that question becomes Kiddush Mikashu Yom Ein Element the Rabbanon. They Kiddush the Raisa Shizchavach Shetechshach. How can it be? So someone who's never blind, he can be motzi somebody else, even though he's not chayim with the Raisa. I by Noshim, we say not that way. Shani Noshim. The trance doesn't work. Okay, sorry. Countercultural. You're born a woman, you're a woman for the rest of your life. You can't even become chayev. That's it. If he's blind, he can be cured. Okay? That's what he says. So too, someone who ate a kazayas can be also get a sphere because he could eat a sphere if he wants. It's not exactly a good raya. They have biyodo. He has not biyodo to cure himself. A raya from Kiddush. Sherashar lo malakos mevod yom. Afa pi shen biyodo lo hobi atzmo the klal chiv the raya sa bosom shos. Till it gets dark, I can't do it. How do I be a tzias Kiddush you can be kaddish b'yam tzah shavua l'shem Shabbos on the level of the raya? Okay? That's what the Mordechai says over here in Siman Tov Shin Tzadiches in Masechta Megillah, because it's going to come later to Achi of Daraisa. Therefore, even though right now it's the Rabbanon, it suffices. That's what he says. Okay. The problem is, what about a cotton? What about a cotton, Rebbe? A Kohen is also going to become chayv and derais later on. Good kasha. So you know who asks kasha? The chayodim asks kasha. Let's first see the book on Avraham. I start to, let's first erase some things. So we'll never get out of here. So the Mogan Avraham asked this kasha in Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Kiddush. What did I say? Was it Rish Tam of Ravises? My eyes are not so good. Yeah. I want someone to die. Oh. Okay, a whole discussion when you make Kiddush, etc. Ruachai Megillah. Tosef Shabbos Rabbanon. Afilu Hachi Yotzei Mishach Hashecha Bekiddush Dekemesh Mishosham Bekash Yavol Achal Dechiv Daraisa. Tzarechin. Tokot Neina Motzi Agodo. Alpha Gav Shiyavol Chachacha Dechiv Daraisa. What a great kasha. This is a great kasha. The Bogan Rabbah makes a kasha against the Mordechai. So the Chayodim discusses this kasha. Adam would be the clone, I think. No, try again. When the Kabbash early. In other words, in one case, he's saying that a cotton cannot be motzi a gadol, even if he's become a lechi of the raisa. But he can be motzi himself. That's a distinction. It's a distinction. Nafka mina. What if someone makes kiddush when he's a cotton? Quote the chayim, it's okay. I wouldn't rely on this. You know what it comes up? A bar mitzvah this week. Bo b'yom v'Shabbos. It's having early Shabbos. It's a thing. I always said, no good. She says Kiddush when everyone else makes Kiddush and the sun is still shining, he's not by mitzvah yet. It's only the Rabbanon. As soon as it gets dark, he's chayav d'oraisa. So I make him go to someone who's davening the late minyan, go to his house near Kiddush. Kol d'chayav, I don't have to do that. Why? But he says, I can't be motzi to somebody else, but for myself it's okay. I'm scared to rely on this chayod. I'm nervous. Too nervous. Fine. There are both sides. We discussed in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mem Gimel, is a rechiv to be mafresh someone, a cotton from an aveir. That's an important discussion to have. Yes or no? Yes or no?
What do you say?
Let's take a look at some early sources. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch later. Shinam Gimel, we were there before, but let's see some earlier sources. It's also on your Ma'amar Kamos. A Tosfos. I don't think it would work. I really, the Chayot would work. I agree, but I'm scared to rely on the Chayot. It's a nice tarot he gives, but I'm not sure it's correct. Could be the whole Mordechai is not correct. Could be Tosefta Shabbos is the Raisa. Who says it's the Rabbanon? Who says it's the Rabbanon? That's at the base of this whole kash. Tosefta Shabbos is the Rabbanon. Who says? He's only Lacharei is the Raisa. So where did that come from? Yeah, I'm sorry, that's your question.
So, why can't the Kohen make Kiddush after his mom? Maybe once his bar mitzvah, why can't he make Kiddush again?
That is true, but the problem is maybe he was Yotzer the first time. I'm not sure it was right. If the Chayotah was right, he was already Yotzer. We're going to make a Tanai. We don't like these kind of Tanai, as we said earlier. Ay. Let's take a look. A cotton, you can't tell him to put out a fire. Cotton ochel nevelis, bez the mitzuvah novel afrisha. He wants to say, it's a doraisa. It's rabbonon, maybe not. Yivamis kuf yudalit. Cotton shalom begir lechinuch. The begir lechinuch came with the chayav lechalcho. Kosh ken yitzorach lafrisha shaliyasa aveira. Against the sheet, and we saw it from the Arayim, that chiyuv is only an asay and not a los asay. Tosfos is the other way around. If it's chiyuv and an asay, kavachom on a los asay, which is much more chamor. This is talking about Bezdin, right? Bezdin. What about the father himself? So is the Rambam about this too? The Rambam. Again, we'll see the Shulchan Aruch soon, but I want to first show the earlier sources. Rambam Hilchos Macholas Asuras. Cotton she'ochal echa min avchalos asuris melacha b'shabbes ein bezim etzuvan afrisho v'she'en ha'ben das. But lachila b'yadayim is asur ochil shabbes it can be margilo aval p'yishen bezim etzuvan afrisho z'akoton mitzvah al oviv ligorbo l'afrisho g'lechalcho b'kedusha sh'nemar chanoch l'nar al pi Darko. Tosfos Shabbos says no. Chinuch is only mitzvah sasei. Now I have to open to the Shulchan Aruch. Hilchos Shabbos. And this time I'm going to open my Mishnah Berurah. Get down to brass tacks. Still I'm floating about the rugs and machzor shekels and lamdos. Let's get down to brass tacks. Okay. Is this it? Is that Shimon Gimel? No, I see it right there. I erased that already by mistake. Okay. Start again. Sorry for this. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Let's read the whole thing from top to bottom. It's not so long. It's one sif. Kod nochal avelos ein bezim etzuvah lafrisha. Fine. Abel Aviv Mitzuva Ligabal Afrisha Misa Daraisa. That's what the Rambam said. Right? Rambam. Call him Rambam. Ulachilib Yadayim Osir Afil Dram Shasur Midir Beisof. Can you also give him a Chilu Shabbos? The Mordafil Dram Shem Mishim Shvus. It's also based upon the Rambam. That's a Machabah. Not surprised the Machabah calls the Rambam. Right? Maisa Bechoyam. Vieshom says the Rambam calls the Bekon the Loigil the Chinuch. Abel Gil the Chinuch. Shrich and Afrisho, Tosis prayer called Kisri. We saw the Tosis before. Right? We saw the Tosis. Kavachomer. Right? Kavachomer from from essays to los essays. He's talking about, right? Okay. Even by Bezdin. Stop. That's all we have to see. Okay? Oh. Fine. That's what it says. The Rav shows like the Rambam. The Rambam is like the Tosfos. And how do we paskin, Rabosai? How do we paskin? We'll come back to the Shulchan Aruch later, but let's see how we paskin in one particular Nakuda. Where's the Mishnah Berurah? Shulchan Afrisho, Shulchan, Kevin Shigil Lechinuch, Mutal Al Kolodom Afrisho Misura, Kemal Aviv. Had the Kaimel and business of Risha, shall give the Chinuch. Wow, it's a Chinuch Neira. We saw that she did before. Tyson and Shabbos. Ein Mechayon, a compromise. The data. In the Surah in Doraisa, Yesh the Hachma Gadei Azu. Therefore, if the guy wants to give a cotton, he give the Chinuch to Oshlam in Doraisa, Mutal Allah Rechayam Limchos Biyodo. Abba Badova, Shisurah Madri Rabbanon, Ein Mutal, Rak al ha'av, a compromised position. That's lashon chayod. Uvemes al ha'av mutal afrisha meisura. I feel by most of the rabbanon shubar havana. What's the cause of biatzal mekhlal gimel? I ain't sure. For high the nukam shegiel lechinuch shemilsa the reisha nakde. So even if it's even the rabbanon, so it's a sharatzin. Fine. Fine. Rabosai, there's a Sugi Masechta Megillah that I asked you to see, and I want to show you what it says there as well. Watch this. This is quite amazing. We are asking, when is it Yilach Hiduch? We never even discussed that yet. What age? Hakok Sherik Sam Megillah Chulim Sherik Cotton, who the Machshav Cotton, right? What's going on over here? Cotton Shelo Gila Chinuch, Cotton Chinuch. Shab Yudah Machshav Cotton. Now, how old is the Gila Chinuch? That's the question. What? Where's the Rach? Oh, Rabbeinu Chananah. How old? Watch this. Reisha bekodesh lo yigil lechinuch. Where's it come up? Where? He quotes him in Yuma. Tinokos ein man noson biyom kippur ma mechanech noson kol shanosh no sagle da hagil ma mitzvus yud aleph yeah etc. So Rabbi Yehuda machsha bekod who kon shigil lechinuch. You mean Yud Aleph Shana Lamala? Oh my goodness! What the Rach said? You're not Higiel Lechinuch until you turn 11. Before Shigmar and Yuma, before Shigmar and Yuma, Misano Mashlim. If I want to say pshat like this, your both side, our Gemara does not sound that way at all. What does our Gemara say? Masechta Sukkah. That's not what we're learning Sukkah, right? We almost forgot. We're learning Sukkah. What does Gemara say? As of when? Are you chayim and chinuch? Much younger age than that, no? Much younger. So how is it possible that the Rach says you only chayim and chinuch at age 11? How can it be? Our Gemara is referring to the chiyuv on the father. The chiyuv on the father starts at a younger age. Talmud Torah. That's the paradigm. So starts younger. He can talk. He teaches Torah to Sulana Moshe. Shema Yisrael. He can talk. But the chiyuv on the child. Rabbi Osei, Megillah, we're talking about the chiyuv on the child. He can be brought to somebody else. That's the age 11. And I told you once before. The chiyuv on the child although there's no obligation if it's a big tircha, as we saw earlier today, Shuvah Sadeshen, but the obligation has to be complete. My obligation can be less than complete. Mechanchel the shows. His obligation and the child has to be either all or nothing. That's how I answered the kasha of the Ritva and the Beis. Ritva and the Beis says some people say it can be Yotzi with a lulav hashol. It's against the Mefurash and Gemara. Sukkah l'malam echav is worthless. What I answer you? Sukkah l'malam echav is worthless for a mother, because the mother's only obligation to give the child, this child discharges his obligation. But for a father, it wouldn't be worthless. It's something. It's one dimension of the two-dimensional chinuch. The father's dimension. So that's why you can give him a bar lulav, you can accomplish something. It's better his own lulav, you can accomplish something. It's not useless. That's what we spoke about a long time ago. Same thing applies over here. The Rach says age 11, because he had the barachim of the son to be motzi his father in the Megillah. That starts at age 11. That's the son's own obligation. Chiyuv on the father, that's at a younger age. There is no place in Shas where you find the chiyuv on the child himself or herself, except in Yuma. Trei chinuchi ninu. Echad li'av, echad li'ben. Rabbeinu Manoach said, this was a long time ago. It's on the Mar Mekomis again, I think. Rabbeinu Manoach. You forgot everything. Okay, let's see it again. We'll see it again. Chazorah. There's nothing better than Chazorah. You have to have a real Chazorah next week, Mr. Shem. But that's about this Chazorah for just for today. Yuma. Here's the famous Mishnah, right? A year or two. So to skip a long way, this time is short. You see, it says like this. Ben ches v'tes mechanchel to the shos. 10 or 11, it's mashlimim in the rabbonim. Bottom line, the day after the look says no. 11, you're mashim. I thought it was the Riff learns Pshat. The Gemara says, Kasha, Chinuch HaShlomo. We call it Chinuch HaShlomo. Eze Chinuch, Rav Alechol B'Shtei Shos, Mechinuch HaBishol Shos, Mara. Trei Chinuch Heyavu. Two completely different Chivim of Chinuch. What's Pshat? So it's just, not just that one is partial and one is total. One is the father and one is the son. Who said so? Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach is on the Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas Os, which I asked you to see. Look how it fits in so beautifully. Rambam says, "Kodem ben teisha shanim v'ben eser shanim v'chan chanos on the shos." Ketzah. Rogel lechol b'shtei shos, shalosh arba. Fikoach haben, okay, shos. Watch now, comes now. Berachas esrei shana ben zocha ben nekeva, v'samash v'esom v'chancha b'mitzvot. Wait a second. Didn't say mezocha nekeva beforehand. Didn't say it. You know why I didn't say it? It's not true. Why is it not true? Because when it comes to this chinuch of the chiv of the obligation of the father, which could be partial, it's only father to son. When it comes to the chiv obligation on the child, him or herself, then it has to be complete. So if you're 11 years old, you're strong enough to fast the whole day, boy or girl, so then you fast the whole day. But here's not, Rabbeinu Manoach basically says this Nakuda. Where is it? Watch this. Trei chinuchi havi. Chinuch l'shos ein achovim b'drabonon el achovim will tell us al kol adam me'atzmo l'lamed u'l'hagud bonim lechaz b'dache yoshech hanem b'pi darko tazchavei ha'shchina yodei al'edaber ovim olam do torah tzivolonu This is only right on bonim alah bonus beferish. It's based upon Torah. It's based upon nazir. Okay, fine. Bechinuch hasheni yudalef shana hashnim yeah shavotim v'tinokos. Hishra kazi shkolos shabbat Torah. What should him be derei sofim? That's all. There are many men of seven. I said beferish. Beferish. Okay, beferish. However, Megillah Yotes, you're still here? So the Rach said that it's only from age 11. What did Rashi say? What did Rashi say? Very nice, we know. What did Rashi say? Remember, Avurim, because you get the chinuch mitzvahs, kagon, ben teisho, ben eser. And this says in Yuma Peves. Still higher than what we think. Nine or ten. Okay. 9 or 10. The question is, Rabbi says, it's not so simple. Why be 9 or 10? What would be 9 or 10? Oops. Where's the Gemara? No, where's my Megillah? Okay. Read 9 or 10. Make up your mind. Two evidence, Akash. Hence Rashi. What do you mean 9 or 10? 9 or 10, as the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma, depends how strong the kid is. Too long. If you can find it, let me know. 9 out of 10 doesn't make any sense in our context. 9 out of 10 sense, the kid has to fast. Okay? A stronger kid can fast at 9, you know, start fasting at 9. We can have to fasting at 10. We understand the distinction. But in our context, what do you mean 9 or 10? Somewhere in there. Why should that distinction exist, Rebbe Osai? Doesn't make sense. It should always be 9. In any event, Rashi is Lishitaso. The Chiyah of Chinuch is only on the father. This includes the Chinuch Lishos. And that's why the Shear is 9. But let's go back to Masechta Sukkah. So we have the Rach said 11, and Rashi says 9. Because remember, Rashi is learning that there's only a chiyuv what? A chiyuv on the father, there's no chiyuv on the son at all. So we'll start at age 9. Okay? Very nice, at age 9. As Rashi said that elsewhere, Abosai. Let's see a few more Rashis. Just to play it safe. It says in Yuma. Another Rashi said it. In the second place. Right? Similar Rashi. Not identical. Similar Rashi. I mean, it's not a surprise that Rashi is fairly consistent. Rashi Masechta Erechin at the very beginning of the Gemara, that base. Shigia lechinuch, machlokas and yuma, chadamakabash 8, 7, 9, 10. Sounds like from Rashi, it's not just a machlokas, whether it's. Yeah, we thought At the Pasha Pshat in Yuma, where's Yuma? Right? 9 or 10, the Gemara doesn't spell out specifically why some 9, why some 10. But what does Rashi say there? Yeah. Reisha b'chol v'seva b'bari. Right? Based on the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Here we go. 2 years, kavachal v'onya. B'chol v'bari. That's the difference for Pashas. Why do I keep repeating that throughout Shas? At Turi Evans Kasha, I couldn't find it for you. It's there. In Megillah, your testament base. In any event, but in general, the Chiyuv is 9 on the father, that includes the Tanis and Shos. That's Shuv Betes to Ashas, called the Abuda as well. What does the Ran say over here? Page Lamed Hay, here in our Sukkah. Ran and Lamed Hay. It's Yud Gimel and Aleph in the old print. Gemara, Hechi Dami Kodin Shein Yitzar Le'imo, Umed Rabbanan Hu, Dechi Ay Gavne, Yigia Lechinuch Amin Abelin Yen Sukkah, בכל קוד שגיל לחינוך חיים את רבונון ואין החינוך שווה בכל מקום אלא כל חד וחד לפי עניינו הוכל תלין בעין צורך לימו גם בריאה ביוכל אלוס גם בלולו ביודע לנענע גם בציצת ביודע לסתת גם בתור ביודע לדבר ומש ודאי this is ain tell him is me shay shall him out and everything kon the zorg limo yotz of the erivo pirushim hosam had a be shay shonim it always depends on particular situation. Yeah, that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. That happened before Mishnah Berurah. Is there still Mishnah Berurah on the screen? Mishnah Berurah says that. That the paskins is the logical. Wouldn't you say it's logical? Sivkot and Gimel. What does it say? Da. The Shira Chinuch b'mitzaseh u'chol chinuch l'fi charifuso v'idiyosu b'chol dova l'fi inyono. You know about Shabbos? Chayav l'agil l'shmo kiddush avdolo isatev, chayav and tzitzis chen kol kayosim v'mitzashot torah v'mitzashot v'sofim. That's what Mishnah Berurah says along the lines of our Ran. Watch. Av l'chinuch b'losaseh b'en shal torah b'en shal divrayim hu b'chol tinuch Shubar Havana, Shemavin, Shomolosh, Hazel, also Lassus Olecho. Tina Shane Bar Havana Klau, and other Mitsuma Lamono, Balkochim, and Lecho, Macholas, and Surus, and Menchala Shabbos, a few pieces of Torah. Came and Shaino, Maven, Klau, Inyan, Mashamono, my free show. He doesn't understand me doing. He won't understand you. Apparently, Lep Shat and Tosaf, Kufka, Falaf, that we saw earlier. That's Chinuch. He gives the chinuch with respect to Isurim. Right? That's the Pasha Pshat. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Yeah, that's what it says. But at an earlier age, not. I'll come back to Mishnah Berurah in a minute. Is the Rambam still here? Rabbi Osi, is the Rambam still here? Right, of course, what's this? Oh, you see, I erased the Rambam by mistake too. You erased too many things, you have to come to repeat them again. What did the Rambam say in Hilchos Macholos and Surahs? We saw it before. What was his lush? Doesn't sound like the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Ain Bezim Mitzvah Nafishim. Ain't a bendas. Yeah, mitzvah love of ligabo lafrisho in the chagah position. You know, it's ain't a bendas. The posh of Shad and Rambam is that even his ain't a bendas, he's mitzvah lafrisho. Aye, rabosai, it's against that Gemara. The Gemara, there was a toast called the Gemara Masechta Yevamos. Gemara Masechta Yevamis. You find the right Gemara. I think it's here. Oh, look what happened over here. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna irkasil the maftecha the midrash of Shusha Rabbi the Shapta. The keys got lost in Shusha Rabbi. Also, the commander of Padas, Omale, Zil, go. Devar Tali Vitalia. What does that mean? Babies. Kavina Talia is an expression, you know, when I was a little Shepsalim, I was a little. Take a boy and a girl, for the Tyler Hussam, and take a walk. A walk. Boys and girls, young boys, take a walk on Shabbos. The Mashka Kalu, Maisalu. Alma Kosova, Kodnokal Avelis, Ein Bezin Mitsuvin La Frisho. Saka Mafurish Gemara. How can the Rambam say, oh, Kamas Rabbonah perhaps? How can the Rambam say that Mitzvah Ligobo, that Rambam is against this Gemara? The Rambam seems to say, even someone is not a bardas, mitzvah love of ligabo. And talking about shuas too. So the answer is given that it was a shas atchak. A shas atchak, tzorach mitzvah, again to base medrash. Now, back to the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura had a lashon who bar havana, right? He knows the difference, right? He knows the difference between good and bad, right? He understands. If he doesn't understand anything, then not. So the expression the havchin bein tov l'ra, it's found in the Maharam, okay? And the Shaar Tzion says, is it called Vav? He said the mashma, if ain't no baravana, I feel this filay leka yisura. You can even give it to him. Chas v'sholom. The tamua ma'od. The mucha v'hedja b'gemara l'hepich. The chayonim es akash. The Mogad Rav didn't quote it. He only quoted part of it. The hashmina, if ain't no baravana, and it's all the afrisho. Limits to be siyem ha'chakach b'hedja, I feel ain't no baravana also. V'chaykos of agraz. We'll see you soon. It's based on this week's parasha. This week's parasha. The Mefurash Gemara, Bosai, and that same daf in Yevamos. Okay, watch this. Oh, lo sachilum lahazig gedolim alaktanim, right? The lo lispele biyadayim. You can't give it to him. Even a tinok, what we call a tinok, ben yomo. Oh, what's it based upon, Rabosai? It's based upon this week's parasha. This week's parasha, right? This week's parasha. This week's parasha. Rashi says in the beginning of the parasha, "Emor alakam hazik dolam alaktanim." So therefore, you can't bring a cotton into a house where there is a mace. A male cotton, even if it's 1 day old. 1 day old. Let's go back to our original Magen. We have to end with this because time is up. The original Magen Avraham that we started with. Find so many times, it keeps getting the same one, it keeps getting erased. Magen Avraham. Shin Mem Gimel. There are three times already. Look at this case. Watch. Look at this. Cause of a shach b'shem erokeach, eishes koin mu'beres, mu'teres likones be'ol ha'meis, the svek svekuhu, shemahu nekeva, no problem, o shemahu nefel, even if it's a boy, maybe it's not going to survive. But Sarachian asked the Magen Avraham, The belav achi mutal the tumah belua ain't a matama. It's a mishnah in olus. What a great kashin! What a great kashin! Tumah belua. What a great kashin! I don't think we'll find it over here. No, they don't have it.
What is tumah belua?
The baby is belua in the mother's womb, so she can walk into an oh, she can go into a funeral, to a cemetery. Tumah is all around, but the mother's womb protects the child from tumah. So what's the problem? So yeah, tumah belua is a different concept. It's not the same as an oh. Tumah belua. Now, Rav Shechter Shlita's father, the quoting from Gedolim of the 20th century, Chaim Moser, Rabbi Chanan, related marriage, they both said the same thing, that the nature of the Yisus is parshat Shavua. Now the nefesh l'yitama ba'amav doesn't just mean if you become tameh. A kohen cannot come in contact with the mace, and contact with the mace is even if there's no official ritual tumah. So even though tumah belua is not mitame, so the child will not be tame, won't require a paraduba meir bana mikdash. But still, the mother violated an iser by bringing her son, the little baby in the womb, in utero, into the house, into the funeral, into the cemetery. That's what he says. But there's another teretz, which I guess I can't find it for you this way. I'll show it to you in the Sharatzion, because he makes reference to it. Sharatzion, I was looking at the Mishnah Berurah. The Siv Chaim. It's there. I have it right here in front of me. But Yishu Devei Rokeach, Mashiach Gemara Avraham, Kasha Achronim, Shemad Vaz B'Tshuvosim. What did he say? Where's Mishnah Berurah? Where is he? Right here. Ulachnisu Bebaya Shetuma Besocho, Osa Afil Betirishen Bar Havana. Mikom Vayishas Kom Uberes. Watch. He added three words. Shekarvu Yomehel Oledes. That's what the case is talking about. She's about to give birth. She's about to give birth. So that's why she can't go in, because the baby's going to be born. Maybe it'll be a boy. If she's not close to the child, to the moment of her due date, there's no problem. Tremendous Navchimim is Manazer. Why? Come on. What do we have now which the Mogan Rav didn't have? Sonograms. Most people today, they know it's having a boy or not. You have a sonogram. So the question becomes, you have a sonogram, can you go, she knows it's a boy, can she go in or not? She go in or not? Wow. What do you say? Maybe she's looking to take a sonogram to find out. So I prefer the Mishnah Berurah's terrace. There's no problem that she's in do that day, you know, some of them. But others are more machmer. We're both out of time. We let her on Sunday. We'll try to finish up the sugya of Chinuch and start Chazara on Monday. If you don't finish everything on Sunday, we'll start Chazara on Monday anyway. We're just in the middle of the Shia. We're trying to. Right. And then when the Chazara will be after Monday, it depends on the boys' final schedules. I don't want to lack of any files. Are there any files tuned into Tuesday and Wednesday? We'll start Thursday. Any files Tuesday and Wednesday?